We're going to look at Proverbs chapter 3. And we're going to read this passage of Scripture, and which I think is it's one of my favorite ones at all times. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Just two verses today. 482, if you have one of our Bibles. Thank you. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." Lord, we pray that You would bless Your Word today. Help us to draw some practical application to that. And I pray that we would be changed in Your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This is a powerful verse, one that the first time I heard it, I was sitting at the church in Malaga Assembly, probably on a Sunday night, and one of the sisters stood up. It was either Aunt Angie or Aunt Julie was one of her sisters. You remember Joe, I'm sure. One of them stood up. It might have been Aunt Angie. And she stood up. And I think the pastor at the time, might have been Pastor Ray actually, were asking people, what's your favorite portion of Scripture? And we ought to do that here at some point. What's your favorite passage of Scripture that has helped you and been a blessing in getting you through life? And one of these ladies, well in her 80s, stood up and she said that this verse meant so much to her, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord in all your heart. And I memorized it from New King James or something. I know it as this. I memorized it. Trust in the Lord in all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. And she said that verse meant a lot to her because she had been through a lot of difficult times. Problems in her, with her marriage, not knowing what's happening. And actually in that church, when the people of that generation got saved, there was a lot of persecution because they were Catholic. And they, when they received Jesus and began going to the Pentecostal church down the road, there was a lot of persecution. I heard stories of coming out of church and finding broken windows in your car and just all kinds of stuff. But this verse help them through hard times with their family and hard times in persecution. And life wasn't really easy back in that day either. And this verse meant something to her. If you understand, I mean, she grew up in the Great Depression. She was 20s maybe during the Great Depression. She's passed away now. It's been quite a few years. But this verse helped her through tough times. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. How much of your heart? All your heart, right? So trust the Lord with all your heart in every area. Don't depend on your own understanding. That's enough right there. So trust the Lord with everything you have. Don't depend on your own understanding. Don't lean on your own understanding. How many of us try to figure things out? Are you a thinker? Because I'm a thinker. Anybody? You try to figure it out and you say, God, with whatever I'm going through, I need to figure this out, Lord. I don't understand what You're doing. And we can lean and rest upon our own thoughts. And usually that messes things up, doesn't it? I've heard it said that God's work in the world, it's kind of like a quilt or more like maybe a needlepoint thing. You ever look on the bottom of one of those things? Aren't they ugly? If you ever know what I mean, you have the yarn and you sew, and that's where you tie the knots, and you can't really see what's happening. But when you turn it over on the front of the tapestry, you see this beautiful picture that was made with the thread. And I've heard people say that right now, we're looking at up at God, and we kind of see a tapestry like that, where we see the knots, and we see all the stuff that you're not really supposed to look at. But one day when we're on the other side, and we're with the Lord, we'll look down on our life and things will make sense. And we'll say, bless you. We'll say, that's why that happened. When we lean on our own understanding, we mess things up. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, point to God, and He will show you which path to take. He will direct your steps. God will let you know. If your question is, what should I do, God, with my career? Trust in the Lord. But Lord, it doesn't look like things are going to pan out. Don't lean on your own understanding. So what do I do? In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Point to Him. Live with godly principles. Don't cut corners you know you shouldn't cut. Trust the Lord. Don't rip people off. Don't do shady stuff. Acknowledge God in everything you do. Pray, seek His way, let His kingdom rule and reign in your heart and in your life. And He'll show you what to do. He'll direct your steps. Sounds easy, doesn't it? We're done. I'm surprised somebody didn't yell, hallelujah, pastors, 5 minutes, we're done. Actually, we're not, I'm kidding. It should be easy. Oh, I know, pastor's not done yet. We're going to draw some more conclusions. But we sit back like this guy. We got that verse. Trust the Lord. He'll show you what to do. That's great, pastor. But you don't even know what you're talking about. Right? To that I say, got stress? So today we're going to talk about the practical side of living out this passage. We're going to deal with stress. Because it sounds easy. Trust the Lord, smile, live for Him. Don't think about things too much. He'll show you what to do. La da da da, sounds nice. It's very true, but we live in a stressful world where there's always pressure coming on us from every possible way. Has anybody had a stressful week? Can I see your hand? And just be honest. Anybody? Okay. Stress will get to you, won't it? It'll get to you. It'll crush you. It'll keep you from being able to believe God, to trust God, to live in peace. It will. Well, today I'm going to talk about three sides of stress here. And I pray that it'll be an encouragement to you. Then we're going to spend some time in worship. And I'm going to ask the Lord to bless you and help you deal with stress. Let's talk about the causes of stress. What are some causes of stress? If you have stress, we need to talk about why you have stress. The biggest cause of stress, well, one of the causes of stress, rather, is not taking care of yourself. Not taking care of yourself. Not sleeping enough. Insufficient rest is a big cause of stress. How many would you say you get enough sleep? Can I see your hand? Because I don't get enough sleep. How many hours did we have last night? 9? Awesome! Awesome! That's a spiritual gift, Joe. 9 hours of sleep? I can't remember when I've ever slept. Yeah? 5.5? Yeah? Yeah? Well, Joe had... Who wants to share? 5.5? 9. You slept for yourself plus her. That's good. Making it up. No, that's good. 6.5? Okay. About 4? About 9? 7? How about you? 6 or 7? 6, yeah. How about you, Lancer? How much sleep do you get? 4 to 6? Okay. Yeah, sometimes 2. Yeah, I wish I could. Lou, how about you? Yeah. The whole week? Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's tight. How about you? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's not good. What's that? Every 3 hours? Yeah. How about you, Chris? You don't know? 20, 30, 16. Last night, I went to bed about 1, which is kind of late. I set my alarm for 5, which was 4 hours. I didn't get out of bed till like 6:15 or something. So I kept hitting that snooze button. I was exhausted. So I had like 4 hours probably of good sleep. I don't know. Can you count that every 10 minutes hitting the snooze button? Probably not. You get a little bit more. So last night I wasn't doing real well. For me, one of my problems are I'm always moving. My wife says I have ADD before they invented ADD. I'm always moving. I'm always trying to get stuff done. Sleep's important, but I have trouble laying down. And when I do, I have trouble sometimes falling asleep. You know, I think it's genetics. My mom is kind of the same way. But once I'm sleeping, I'm fine. Sometimes I have trouble falling asleep. You don't know how many times God gave me a message for church while I'm sleeping. And I'm like, Lord, this is an awesome word. Can we do it in the morning? And the Lord said, nope, get up. And I'm preaching all night long. That hasn't happened lately, you know. But it's good. The Lord's good. He speaks to me when He wants to, I guess. But sometimes I don't really sleep too well. I do need to work on that. But insufficient rest, that'll mess you up. That'll hurt you with stress. So what else with not taking care of yourself? Poor diet. Who ate at McDonald's this past week? I see your hand. Okay. Who ate at McDonald's a lot? Yeah. Okay. I didn't. I had a sausage, egg, and cheese for breakfast one time from McDonald's. So, how many eat food that's not real healthy? Yeah. You, Leo? Yeah. You eat while you're working? Does somebody end up with a burger that's missing a bite or anything?
I know
you don't make burgers. I know that. Now, that's what I told Pastor Sabella. I said, this wasn't the burger guy. This is the cuisine guy. Yeah. I remember that, though, when I worked with Leo years ago in the motor, and I never went hungry. I had soup in a cup, and you're drinking soup while you're working, and might not get a break all day. Yeah, it's busy. It's hectic. I know what that's like. Yeah, it's hard. Anybody else? You don't really eat so well? I forget. I lost track here. Yeah, sometimes it's tough. But guess what? A combination of not sleeping well and not eating well will hurt you. It'll be harder for you to deal with stuff. If you're tired, the kids are getting on your nerves, you can't take it as well as if you were rested. Diet affects you. How about exercise? How many can say you've exercised as much as you would have liked to this past week? I see your hand. You did exercise. Awesome. How many didn't exercise? Okay. Because I really didn't. Not that much. But that will creep up on you, won't it? You won't be able to deal with stress as well. If you're dealing with a lot of stress right now, just know that. It could be insufficient sleep, poor diet, not exercising enough, smoking on WebMD. They said smoking is a big deal with stress. It increases your stress. And also, they said excessive alcohol increases your stress levels as well. So not taking care of yourself is a cause. Another cause of stress is poor planning. Poor planning. That on your part, you didn't plan out what you needed to do, and all of a sudden everything caught up on you, and you're overwhelmed. Right? You didn't plan it. You thought, I can ignore it. And then all of a sudden there's a weight crushing you. and you're freaking out, right? And you're like, Lord, help me get out of this tidal wave. Poor planning can do that. You know what else can do it? Poor execution of your plan. You can make a plan. If you don't do the plan, it doesn't work, right? Say, for instance, if planning, let's talk about taxes, right? Tax season coming up April 15th, right? Isn't tax season horrible? Well, what happens if you didn't plan during this year to figure out your taxes at the end of the year? Receipts came in, you chucked them, one's in your book that you were reading at the time, and next April you're going to say, what book was I reading last summer? Because I think I stuck it in there. Where's that book at, right? And you're looking on the back of your toilet for bill statements and, you know, in your kitchen cabinet and everything's a mess. Poor planning to get your stuff together and getting organized causes stress. Absolutely does. Not actually doing your plan also causes a lot of stress. You could say, well, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing okay. Well, what's your plan? I'm going to do this, 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 and this. It's going to be awesome. Next year, no problem at all. Well, did you do it? No. Right? What I'm going to do is every week, I'm going to look at all my tax stuff. And then throughout the year, we'll be all straightened out. Well, it's November. Did you ever do that yet? No. Oh, okay. But I still got 6 weeks left. They say plan your work and work your plan. If you don't plan what you need to do and then actually execute what you need to do, that'll lead to your stress as well. Here's another thing. Not spending time with the Lord will lead to stress. Not spending time with the Lord. The Bible talks about the peace that passes all understandings in Philippians, I think, chapter 4. That God gives us peace when we seek Him to get through tough times. If we don't spend time with Him, you're not going to have that peace, are you? You're just not. Another cause is not trusting God. Last week we did that four-part thing in the middle of 1 Peter 8. Love leads to trust, leads to joy, leads to salvation. Remember that? If we don't love God, you're not trusting Him. Sometimes it's not trusting God will lead to stress. That you're going through this difficult time and you know you need God to work, but yet you don't trust God to be God. And you keep it all to yourself. I don't know. And you're stressing out, and that's causing you. Sometimes it's sin that causes you to stress too, isn't it? Sometimes it's sin. Let's say every day at your job you decide your boss doesn't pay you enough money that you should have got a raise. And because you didn't get a raise, you decide to give yourself a raise with taking stuff home from your job. Right? Does that happen? A lot. A lot. Well, I should get paid more than X amount of dollars. So I'm taking home, you know, the stapler. Right? Stealing food. Right? My wife's working part-time at a freezer house where they have meat and stuff like that. And people have gotten caught taking home meat. It's the craziest thing, you know? You walk in, you breast out your gut like you're fat, and then when you go home, you got a steak in there. Bye-bye! You got like a whole half of a pig inside your shirt. Ridiculous stuff. Yeah, it happens, don't it? Happens all the time. So let's say, how can that get stressful? Well, you get caught. Right? You get caught. Oh no! And the stress overwhelms. Sometimes it's sin that can cause our stress. We're almost getting caught. Sometimes almost getting caught can be worse, because when you get caught, there's an end to it. Almost getting caught repeatedly just has that weight on you. Let's say something absurd like stealing a whole big package of beef and you're carrying around in your shirt, and you're standing there talking to your boss, and all of a sudden you feel a drip, and you look down, and there's like the meat's dripping on your shoes, and you're trying to cover it up while the boss is talking to you, trying to pretend that you don't have his merchandise in your shirt, right? Wouldn't that, could you imagine the stress? Right? How about the stress level of your boss? Somebody's stealing my meat. Right? I know I bought whatever. Happens all the time, doesn't it? How about stealing time from your work? Right? You're supposed to be here. You're goofing off over here. And then you see a car go by and you think it might be your boss and you duck. And then you look, oh no, it's okay. Well, your stress level just went up. Sometimes sin will cause you to stress, right? What else can be a cause of stress? Sometimes it's just outside forces. To be honest with you, sometimes it's things outside of your control. Sometimes it can be the sin of other people that cause you to stress, okay? The sin, let's say, even executives in business, say in a store or in a factory, they decide they want to make more money, so they charge more for their product just because they're being greedy. So then it goes to Walmart or Target or wherever you like to shop. So Target charges more for the product because these other people are. And maybe they want to make more money too, so they charge more. And you're getting stressed out because other people are greedy and they just pass the buck and it comes down to you and you don't have enough money to do what you need to do. Sometimes the economy can cause stress, can it? And it might not be sin on your own. It might not be poor planning. Poor planning can, or good planning can help, but sometimes it's outside forces that can just weigh in. Sometimes it can be your children doing things that they shouldn't do, especially grown adult children. And what do you do with that? It's stressful. What do you do? How do you deal with that? It can be sin on your part. It might not be. It just might be outside forces. Let's talk about dealing with stress. How do you deal with stress? The first thing I want to say is resist the temptation to make a quick escape. Resist that temptation. The first thing you want to do when you're overwhelmed is just stop what you're doing and run, right? Right? The first thing you want to do is just get out of there. I need to get out of this situation. I can't take it anymore. I'm too stressed out. I quit. I move on. I'm not going to parent anymore. I'm gone, right? Or this marriage is too much. I can't take it anymore. Here's my ring, right? You take it off. I quit. I can't handle it. I can't be a Christian anymore. I can't do this anymore. I give up. And I want to say, with dealing with your stress, the first thing you want to do is not do that. Not do that. Knee-jerk reactions are usually always bad, aren't they? When you do something as a reaction to something else, it's usually the wrong thing. Don't do that. Don't sit and pull back and hide. That's usually a bad deal. Instead, I want to say this. Focus on God's power and His wisdom to help you deal with this stress. Ask God to help you to reveal to you what the cause of the stress is. Spend time with prayer. Ask God for His wisdom. God, as we said earlier, He sits in heaven and He sees everything. You only see what you're going through. And if you're surrounded by walls that you feel are caving in, stress is overwhelming, you probably can't see the situation real well. You need to spend time with prayer and say, God, what is the cause of this? Why is this happening? I need your wisdom. I need your insight. It could be that maybe it was outside forces and there's nothing you can do. Like if our country gets attacked today and tanks start rolling down the street, nothing I could have done to stop that. Outside forces. It would be stressful, right? Some things are like that. You just feel like you're under attack and there's nothing you could have done. Sometimes, though, if you're praying and asking the Lord, He might reveal to you a place in your heart where you messed up. Maybe there's sin. And in that, you need to look at that and say, God, show me. And if it is sin, you need to ask Him to help you to get rid of that. Pray. Ask Him to forgive you and help Ask Him to help you to learn from that. Right? Because God wants you to learn. If your stress is due to something like that, you need to pray and ask Him to help you. Ask for His wisdom with dealing with it. Spend time in prayer. We talked about I'm going to reference it again. Let me make sure I got the reference right. I believe it's Philippians 4. Yeah, it is. Awesome. If you're going through tough times, read Philippians 4 on your own. Verse 4, or particularly 6 through 7. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank Him for what He's done. Then you will experience the peace which exceeds anything you can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. End of verse 9 says, the peace of God will be with you. Philippians 4 points to peace. Ask, seek God, pray. And here's another thing. Trust that God will get you through these tough times, right? Trust Him. How many know God is good? Right? Who can say in your life that in your past, not today, but in your past you had a time that was very stressful and God brought you through it? Can I see your hand? So if you look around this room, you can see God has brought people through it, and He's probably brought you through something as well. Trust that He will do it again. Romans 8 tells us that God will work out everything for the good for those who love Him and are called according to His purposes. Trust that God will work it out. I say that quickly and we're going to move on, but this truth is golden. Trust Him that He's good, that He will get you through, that He will work it out. Because in the midst of all the stress, you think nothing's going to help and you're just overwhelmed and broken. And you need to say, you know what? I don't see Him now, but I trust Him. That was last week's message. And it's so practical for us. 1 Peter 1:8 or something. I don't see God now, but I trust Him. I know He's there. And I know He's working. How about when you can't figure it out? Don't lean on your own understanding, right? Acknowledge Him. He'll direct your path. Trust Him. Trust Him that He'll work it out. Another thing. Take care of one of the causes that we talked about. Take care of yourself. Okay? Say you're in a stressful situation, which most of us said we were this past week. What's one of the things you can do with dealing with it? Take care of yourself. Okay? Rest. I say that being one of the people that need to rest. But it'll catch up. And I know sometimes, even just speaking for me, I can be a driven person. Or, I don't know, you could say driven. You could also, I don't know. It's my own fault for not sleeping enough. Put it that way. You could say, you can have whatever excuse. You know you should get 6 to 8 hours. You can only do 4 so long and it'll catch up to you. You're going to end up with a nervous breakdown. You just can't deal with it. How to deal with stress? Take care of yourself. Proper rest. Go to bed early. A couple of times, not that I'm really, don't, you know, go off and be addicted to this stuff, but a couple of times I had to take Benadryl to knock me out. Because I'm somebody that can't sleep well. Now, please don't come next week. Pastor, I got a Benadryl addiction. I was on it all week. Don't do that. But for me, that worked. I'm a guy who, when I couldn't sleep at one point, I went to the doctors. I didn't sleep for 5 days. They gave me a prescription. It did nothing for me. And I had to go back the next day, and they gave me a prescription, and that finally did let me sleep. Then after that, I was fine. And I don't normally take anything. But sometimes the stress can be so overwhelming, you need to get rest. And your mind's still playing games. You need to know the best thing you can do is take care of yourself and pray, trust God, and you need to sleep. 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 Drink tea? You said drink tea? Is it sleepy time? Is it sleepy time tea? With a cute teddy bear on it? That's good stuff. Okay. Tea? Whatever it is, you need to get your rest. Why? Because you're going to be better if you rest. Moving on quickly, what else? Diet, right? We know this stuff. We know it. You could preach it. I can sit down. You can come up. You know this stuff. But what happens? A lot of times we're burnt out. We don't sleep well. And what do? If you're a coffee drinker. It's going to be a big coffee day today, right? Well, coffee doesn't help your stress. Coffee makes you stressful. So if your diet is coffee, cigarette, you're trying to get them to your mouth and you're messing up and you're blowing into the coffee and whatever, right? you stop. It's bad. You're hurting yourself. That's not helping your stress. It's not. Sleep. Diet. What else? Exercise, right? Exercise. If you're going through right now, you're being crushed with the weight of stress, take a walk. My wife and I went to Wheaton Village. We kind of like walking around there. It's getting a little cold now, but it's free to just walk around, you know, and you can just walk around and just did a lot of exercise. You know, go to Berlin Auction year round. Walk around that thing, right? You can go to the mall, whatever, wherever you like to go. You know, I like going to the shore in the summertime. Go to Ocean City or just go in your neighborhood. But get exercise. And they say walking is better than jogging or anything anyway. But get some exercise. But you know what happens, particularly when you get outside, get outdoors? I feel refreshed. When you breathe the fresh air, right? You see nature, you see God's creation. Go and begin to talk to the Lord. And you'll find relief in stress. And you'll find that you'll be able to trust Him better. Another way to deal with your stress, prioritize. Get things done. We'll probably talk about this more in the future. But if your stress is something, whether it's caused by you or whether it was thrust upon you, sit down and get a list of what you can do to help alleviate the stress. If it's taxes, well, then there's stuff you can do. You could call an accountant, right? You can actually sit down and go through all your receipts, right? Whatever situation you're in, there's probably things you can do. Sit down, write down all the stuff you need to do. Write it all down. And then go back and prioritize it. Look at the list again and say, okay, this is what I need to do number one. This will be number two. Oh, the thing at the bottom, I got to do that soon. The first one, I can do that later. Prioritize with a number. The things that aren't important, cross them out. Right? But listen, that's important. I live my life with lists all the time. My palm, it's all lists. The other day, Friday, in my office, I had 23 things to do Friday. And it's completely overwhelming. And I'm looking at my list, and the first thing I did was spend time with God. I thought about putting it on Facebook, something to the extent of, I'm so busy today, I don't have time to not spend time with God. I'm so busy today, I need Jesus and His power to get through this day. So I spent time with God, reading the Bible just for me, not for preaching, just for me, spending time in His presence, praying in the Spirit. Then I tackle the list. And I go through, this is important, this one isn't important. This one I can do Monday. This one I need to do now. Urgent, urgent, not so urgent. We'll do this one fourth. We'll do this one never. Delete it. It's not that important. But if you set priorities, it can help you deal with stress. Okay? Write down everything. Don't worry about order. Write it all down and then do numbers. And then organize it. And you can deal with stuff. You can deal with it a little bit better. If you can't take away the stress, maybe you can deal with it a little bit better. Maybe you can get yourself in the right situation so you can deal with it. Even though maybe it won't go away, but you'll be better off. Maybe number one on your list for today is go to bed at 8 o'clock or whatever, right? Right? And if you haven't slept in a week, 7:30 might be take Benadryl. I don't know. Don't become a Benadryl addict. No, seriously though, rest up, drink tea. Right? Drink tea. And then your list might be, if you have kids, get the kid to go to bed early. And you know what? Beautiful time of the year. Because my daughter doesn't really know what time it is. So she looks out the window. It's dark, Dad! Oh yeah, it's almost time for bed, honey. It's like 4:30. It's almost time for bed. Last night we got her in bed at 7:30. And I was getting ready to praise Jesus for that. It was amazing. Because it's usually like you try for 8:30, it turns into 10, 11:30. Dad, I can't sleep. 7:30, oh, for the glory of God, we had quiet in the house. It was awesome. My wife and I felt like we were on a date. It was just us. We sat there. Hey, how are you? What's your name again? I haven't seen you in a long time. Right? But dealing with stress, you know, set some priorities. Get the kids away or put your coffee on the night before so when you wake up in the morning it's easier and it's already done. I love to do that. Little things. Take care of little stuff. Right? Take care of yourself. Prioritize your list. Almost done. Being proactive. That means, you know, how to deal with stress moving forward. Say right now you're fine, you don't have any stress, or let's talk about the stresses of this week coming up, stuff you don't even know about yet. What can you do to be in a good position to deal with whatever stress hits you on Tuesday? Right? What can you do to be in a good position? Number one, spend time with Jesus, right? Spend time with Jesus. When you already have a relationship with the Lord, and you're already loving the Lord, when something hits you Tuesday or Wednesday, you're already in trust mode. You love God, you already trust God, God's filling you with joy. Stuff can hit you. Lord, I didn't see that coming, but I know you did. So I'm going to trust you. And you move forward. But your heart is already in place, right? Trust God. Spend time with God. Have a good relationship with Him. Confess your sins. Sins keep you from God. Sin keeps you distant from God. It's really the kind of the definition of sin is the stuff that messes us up and separates us from God. Adam and Eve sinned. What happened? They got kicked out of the garden. They couldn't stay. Sin separates us. What brings us back to God? The cross, right? Jesus, the cross, the blood of Christ brings us back to God. Repent of your sins. Another thing you can do to be proactive this week, we've already said it. As Leo yawned, sleep! Right? This week, try to take care of yourself. Sleep, right? Diet, exercise. Who's going to who knows you need to sleep more? Can I see your hand? Yeah, Ivan, you want more than 9? No, that's okay. Who this week you want to try to sleep more? Like you're going to try and make a conscious effort. I am. Okay, good. How about who wants to make a better effort pressing into God and spending time with Him this week? I think it will help you in your stress. How about diet? Who knows you need to eat better and you want to figure out how to do that this week? Right? And maybe, Leo, maybe you can just stay near the fruit or vegetables or something, right? I don't know. Just a thought. Oh, you grab the other stuff. Yeah. Good. Good. Try. And exercise, right? Do that this week. Moving on. We've already covered all that. Take care of yourself. Planning, we've talked about that. This week, try to set up a plan. Think it through. What can I do? How can I prioritize that plan? Find some good friends to have a relationship with, right? See, that's important at church. That's why we really promote a lot of fun activities. To be honest with you, I want you to make friends in church. I want you to do that. It's been said that out of new people that join the church, okay, if they make friends with seven people, they never leave the church. But if new people come and if after that first year they're still there and they haven't really made any friends, they're gone. They'll leave. Bless you. Friends are what will keep people in church. It's absolutely true. It said if people have said if they made less than two friends, they're gone. But if in a short period of time they make friends, they stay. Why? Because we need each other. We encourage each other. Be a part of what's going on in church. We have a lot of activities. Your bulletin's stocked full of stuff. On Facebook, Friday, I put up, that was one of my things on my list. I put up like eight events on the church page. Christmas parties and all kinds of stuff. Come and be a part. You know, it's about growing closer together. Men's breakfast this Saturday. If you can come, sign up. Men's breakfast this Saturday. We want you to come out. We had a great time last time. Is it because we need to eat? No. I mean, eating's good though. Is it because I like getting up at 7 a.m. on my day off to come here and open up the door so people can cook? No, I don't really want to do that either. But what's it about? It's about making friends. I want you to be a part of the church and I want you to grow. And that is under being proactive, because if you have good friends, when something goes wrong, you'll have somebody you can talk to. Right? When stress hits, you'll have a buddy that you can call and say, pray for me. When Pastor Jim said that wall would come on Tuesday, that wall hit. And I need your prayers. And I need your encouragement. Make friends. Spend time in prayer. We said that. Focus on the present. Jesus said, when he talked about worry, he said, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself. Today has enough troubles for today. Right? Focus on the present. Now, should we plan for the future? Yeah, the Bible talks of that too, but we shouldn't worry about the future. If your stress is because you're worrying about the future, to that, take Jesus' words. Come back and focus on what you need to do now. Maybe make your priority list and maybe trust God and live for today. Okay? Do you hear me there? If you're in a clear frame of mind and you can plan for the future, there's nothing wrong with planning. Leave it open to God, but there's nothing wrong with planning. But when it turns to worry, when it turns to, oh no, what are we going to do? You need to say, you know what? Jesus, who loves me, who is God, said, do this today. And Lord, that's your job? I'm getting too worried? I'm going to do today. And when you do that, you're obeying Jesus. Last thing, and we're going to sing a worship song, and we're going to go to prayer. Last thing, how to be proactive. Some of you need to do this. You need to learn to say no. Okay? No. N-O. Can we try this together? Ready? No. All right. You need to learn to say no. Okay? I know. I'm sorry. I know, right? And I'm going to ask people, would you like to come to men's breakfast? No. Okay. All right, I just taught them a word I don't like to hear. But here's the deal. If you always say yes, you're going to get more stress. Because people will come to you and say, oh, you're just the one I was looking for. Can you do this for me? And if sure, I can try to squeeze it in. And then you just messed everything up. You're not sleeping. Now, is it good to do things for people? Yeah, but you need to keep things within balance. You need to know that God wants you to take care of yourself. And if you don't take care of yourself, it's not, for some people, it's selfishness. I'm not talking about selfishness. I'm talking about if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to help anybody else. You're not going to be any good for anybody else. If you say, I'll help you do this, yes, 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 to everybody, you'll be up all night long, and then when they want to talk to you or they want help, you'll be there, drinking your coffee, shaking, you haven't slept in a week, and having no patience. Hey, how are you doing? Shut up! Where's my coffee? It's in your hand. Oh! Right? And you know how it is. You're a mess. You're a mess. Can you pray for me? Sure! Hold still! Lord! They'll say, I don't want you to pray for me. Thanks. Learn to say no. Sometimes people will take advantage of you. And they will ask you to do things because they're too lazy themselves, or maybe they didn't plan well. You might have seen the sign, your poor planning doesn't constitute for my emergency, right? You didn't plan anything, you didn't do anything, and then you show up, oh, I need this emergency, help, help, help. And you can sit back and say, you do this all the time. You knew this. How come you didn't do this before? Why didn't you take care of this? Why didn't you renew your license before it expired, right? Why didn't you do this other thing? Why? You can help people, but there comes a point where you need to say no. Learn to say no. You can say yes. Realize what's happening, but if somebody's a repeat abuser of you, too, they're always trying to get you to watch their kids or take you here or there, or we need you to do this or we need you to do that, or can you stay late for me? Can you do this over and over? Sometimes, you know what? No, I can't do that. And here's your priority list. God, right? Love God. Love your spouse. Love your kids. Right? So your priority list is, you're number one, a Christian. Then if you're married, you're a husband or wife. Then you're a father or mother. Then everything else comes after that, like employee, church member, all that stuff. And if you're always at work and you're killing your marriage, things are out of line, right? If you're always saying yes to your friend who can never plan anything for the future and you can't take care of your own children because of it, it's out of line. It's out of line. If you're always neglecting your spouse because you're doing something for everybody else, you're wrong. You're in sin. It's out of line. If you can never spend time with Jesus because you're always putting out everybody else's fires, you're in sin. And in your priority list, you can say no. You can say, nope, I already have an appointment. Right? What if your appointment is to go on a date with your spouse? That's an appointment. Right? When somebody says, hey, can you, Friday night, can you help me do all this? If you really don't want to, you can out of the goodness of your heart. But if you really don't want to, if you know it's overwhelming, if you know particularly it's that person's poor planning and they're not getting any better and you can help them and it's still going to be the same, don't ignore an appointment with God so you can go waste time with somebody who's never going to learn, right? Because you have an appointment if you're spending time with God, or you have an appointment with your spouse or your children, right? All right. Learn to say no. Well, today we talked about stress, and right now we're going to go to spend time in doing one of the things that you need to do, the number one thing to relieve stress. That's worship God. Okay? Let's spend time with the Lord. We're going to move on and sing this song to Him. I want to encourage you to spend time with God. We're only going to be another minute or so. We're not going to be long. But I think it's important for you to just spend a moment calling out to Him. The Lord loves you today. He wants to work in your life. I think when, perhaps, I'm not God, but I think maybe when He sits on the throne and looks down, perhaps it's upsetting to Him to see His children so stressed. That we're hurting our bodies, we're getting ulcers, we're not able to do what He's called us to do. Jesus said, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." And we're carrying everybody else's burdens, and the Lord is thinking, just stop. Spend time with me. Let's do that now. Let's spend some time with Him.